first Mishnah, Rashi interprets the first Mishnah as based on the din, identical with the din of Ha'isik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, but there are two kinds of Ha'isik B'mitzvah. One is he's actually Ha'isik in the mitzvah, and one is he Torah Tirdei the mitzvah, Chosen Patur Min Kriyas Shema, he's not yet Ha'isik in the mitzvah of the Rishon. He's nervous, he's concerned about it. So here also, Mishameis Mutar Lefanov, he's nervous about the Kfura, he's making arrangements about the Kfura, so it's also Isaskus in the mitzvah. So he can't put himself together to concentrate on performing mitzvahs that need kavana. So tefillin, you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das when you're wearing the tefillin. And Kriya Shema, okay. So he's Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. If that would be the whole story, Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, so then if he has a break, and during the break he's going to eat a sandwich, so then he's no longer Oisik B'mitzvah Tatay, then he really should perform the new mitzvah, if he can put himself together and concentrate. So Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi. The bottom two Rashis on Yud Zayin and Beis, Ein Levarach and Tzorach Levarach, and Ein Mezamen and Tzorach Levarach B'chzam Ozen. Doesn't have to. If he wants to, he may. Tosfos disagrees. The second Tosfos in the Perek, not like Rashi, that if you want to, you may. No, that you're not allowed to. And then Shulchan Aruch, they assume that this Rasha of the Yerushalm is only an Asmachta, it's only Midirabban. It starts off as a din of Oisik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, but then it takes off and it's a much bigger halacha. One of the examples that the Mishnah has of Oisik B'mitzvah is Oisik in Nicham Abelim, Ha'omdim B'shura. What is Shura? So the Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin, same Gemara appears in the third parak in Moed Kotten, the Gemara says, at different times in history, the Shura was different. Shura is when you have Nicham Avelim B'tzibur. To be Menachem Avel is a mitzvah Shebein Adam L'chavero. It's a chesed. The Rambam says that Nicham Avelim is a chesed Shosim Im HaMeisim V'im HaChaim. It's a double chesed. But let's say, leave out the chesed Im HaMeisim. It's a chesed Shosim Im HaChaim. How do you see the Nicham Avelim is a chesed Shosim Im HaMeisim? The Gemara says if someone dies, he doesn't have any relatives to sit shiva. So nish is nish. They let no one. So no one's going to sit shiva. Gemara says the community has to put together a minyan, and people come to be Menachem Avel. What do you mean? But the minyan, they're not related. They're not broken hearted over the death of the person. It's not their relative. So you see that nicham abelim is a chesed shosim im ha'meisim. If it only it would be chesed shosim im ha'chaim, that the person feels all alone because his close relative passed away, so that would only be by real relatives. They say, I think that the when Yosef Samech died, he lived in Dvinsk, so he only had one daughter. The daughter died. Daughter was married, she had no children. Daughter was married to Rabbi Rom Luftbeer. He was a big Talmid Chacham, and he was a businessman. So the daughter died, leaving no children. Then Yosef Samech died. So nobody was there to sit shiva. His wife apparently predeceased him. His daughter predeceased him. Had no relatives. So the Ragachaver lived in the same community. Ragachaver was the Rav of Nechsidus Minyan. And he was the Rav of the Misnagdim. So the Ragachaver said they should have a minyan of people, sit shiva, and come be Menachem Avel. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. That's a din of the Gemara. Nobody ever does it. But that's what he had them do. So that's how you see that it's a chesed shosim im ha'meisim also. There's no chaim over here to be Menachem Avel. But usually it's chesed, it's a bin adam lachaveret. It's a chesed to the living people. So it's milas chasan. So there's nicham abelim b'yochid, then there's nicham abelim b'tzibur. Nicham abelim b'yochid, people go be Menachem Avel. Nicham abelim b'tzibur is called shura, right after the kvura. So in the Gemara, they had the different periods of time, had the shura different. There was a period of time that the abelim would stand still, and the Menachemim would walk past them. Now the minig is the reverse, that the Menachemim stand, make two different shuras, two different rows of people standing after the Kvura, then the Avelim walk in between. So different times they observed the shura differently. This is, and the Gemara says, shura p'chusam al-sara. You don't make a shura unless you have 10 people, the ain Avelim in a minyan. Means you have to have a minyan of people. What was Sir Absolachi said? What it means is that every mitzvah in Al Mahavero should be fulfilled, should be observed on two levels, on the Chavis HaYochin and on the Chavis HaTzibur. Chavis HaYochid, individual people, can't be Menachem Avol. Then Chavis HaTzibur. If you have 10 people, right after the Gvura, to be Menachem Avol, then you organize a Shura. Same thing, Tzedakah is a mitzvah bin Alma Chavero, to give Tzedakah to Alim. So private people give Tzedakah, Chavis HaYochid. And then the Rambam writes, we never heard of a community that doesn't have a Kupa Shel Tzedakah. The Rambam has a whole section, Hilchos Matnas Anim. So he has a whole section within Matnas Anim. It talks about Maaser Ani. But he also talks about Tzedakah Lanim. So he said, he writes a line based on Gemara's. Me'olam lo shamayna, that there was a community that didn't have a Kupa Shel Tzedakah. Kupa Shel Tzedakah means that you fulfill the mitzvah Tzedakah on a communal level. The Tzibur fulfills the mitzvah Tzedakah. In fact, there's a Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Ches on the base that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. The Gemara tells a story that one of the Chachamim wasn't giving the proper amount of tzedakah. He made a lot of money. He wasn't giving enough tzedakah. So I think Kafya Rafram, the Rav Papa, Rafram was the Dayan, he was the Bezin, so he forced Rav Papa to give more tzedakah. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, that the Chumash promises a reward if you give the proper amount of tzedakah, pesach tiftach yadcha lo, ki beglal adar hazeh yivarechuch Hashem alokecha. So the Gemara has a klal in Chulin in the beginning of Perek Kol HaBasar, towards the end of Maseches Chulin, kol mitzvah sese shematan zchor betzida and bezen shamata mesar malah. Whenever there's a Torah gives a mitzvah and it promises a reward, so the fact that the Torah promises a reward, that should be enough encouragement to encourage everyone that they should do the mitzvah. So bezen usually is koif ala mitzvahs. A fellow doesn't want to sit in sukkah, so they koif him, they beat him up. Doesn't want to eat matzah, doesn't want to lick tefillin. So it's not a democracy. Eretz is not supposed to be a democratic country. We're supposed to force people to observe mitzvahs. Zman is not shocked to force people. They'll say that we're crazy kumenis. So then the Chazon Ish says, you're not kofer. Like, just like the Inam Aridim V'lomala doesn't apply. Zman is every person is not kofer. He's supposed to lower him down into a bore and take away the ladder. So the majority of the people are apikusim. It's ridiculous. You can't apply that. Those dinim only apply if ruba de ruba of the people are shomer mitzvahs and miyuta de miyuta are not, then you kaif ala mitzvahs. But it's going to look ridiculous, and the Chazon Ish says that pasha that you're not kaif ala mitzvahs. But in principle, you really kaif ala mitzvahs. So the Gemara says an exception to the rule, where are you not kaif ala mitzvah, is kibud aviyeh. Because since the Torah promises kabiris avicha v'esim echo, so whenever the Torah has a mitzvah and it promises a reward in conjunction with the mitzvah, so that promise should be sufficient to encourage everyone to perform the mitzvah, and bezin doesn't have to be kofen. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. The Chumash promises a reward. They're giving tzedakah ki beglal ador b'zayi v'rechach Hashem alakecha. So how come the Gemara says that kafya Rafram l'rav papa, how come Rafram forced people to give more tzedakah? Tzedakah is a matan schar b'tzido, saying bezin shalmata mesar malam. So Tosfos gives different answers. So one answer they give is ein bezin shalmata mesar malam means if the bezin will not be kofer, they won't be punished for not being kofer. But if they want to be kofer, they may be kofer. So Rafram wanted to be kofer; he has a right to be kofer. Then they give different answers. So one of the answers they give is a questionable answer, and bezin doesn't do kfir ala mitzvahs to be kofer. We spoke about this, no? Bezin doesn't do kfiya. But let's say someone owes money to someone else and the guy doesn't want to pay. So that's gviya shibudim. That's not kfiya, that's gviya. So that's some rishonim hold. This is questionable. Is this true? That if I'm not giving the correct amount of charity to aniyim, that's gviya shibudim. The Torah imposed shibudim on me. If I'm not giving the right amount, I made so much money, I should give more tzedakah to aniyim. That's gviya shibudim. So that's not kofen ala mitzvah. That's very questionable. Is that true? Maybe it's just a mitzvah. You're kaif ala mitzvah. Maybe it's not shibudim b'nar machaver. So that's a big discussion, and the Ktzois and other achrayim talk about that. The Stipula has a whole essay on the Dorma about that. And then, some of the Rishonim give a different answer. They say, if it's a private person who's mechuyev to perform a private mitzvah, then the rule is, if it's a mitzvah, says shematan schar b'tzid, then bezer shalmata kaif malo. But over here, the bezin is kaifa because it's a chayvus hatzibur, in addition to the chayvus hayochid, that every yochid is b'chayif to give tzedakah in correspondence with how much he can afford. there's a chavis atzibur. The tzibur as a tzibur has to give. So in order that the tzibur should give, you have to have the koyach. It says, "Botz mesecha tishma v'yosisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem l'kocha nedova kasher dibarta v'ificha." By nidrei mitzvah, the two parshas in Chumash about nedarim. One is nidrei harishus. That's the beginning of parshas Matos. Zeh adava sh'tziva Hashem. And then you have in, where's that, the Kiseitze, I think. What's the Sechotishma, I think it's Kiseitze. So that goes on Nidrei Mitzvah. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, understands the Pasuk, What's the Sechotishma v'yasisa, kashen adat, alo shem lakech nidova, v'yasisa, asor lebezen sheyasucha. Like we say, what's called a get ma'usa. Get ma'usa means when bezen forces the husband sometimes to give a gift. Today, you live in America, you can't force anything. In Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut sometimes forces a man to give a gift. They take away his passport, they take away his driver's license, they make life so miserable for him, sometimes they put him in prison. The people sitting in prison for over 50 years already, it didn't help. But sometimes they put him in prison if he doesn't want to give a gift. So that's a get mu'usa. Sometimes the get mu'usa is kiddin, sometimes the get mu'usa is shaloi kiddin. Sometimes Bezna has the right to force the man to give a gift. And sometimes Bezna has no right. In Mishnayis and Ksubas, when the Bezna has the right to force the husband to give a get. So that's called La'asos ala get. So, Mutzachotishma v'yosisa goes on giving tzedakah. The person pledged to give money to tzedakah. So v'yosisa means, Ha'asor ala Bezna she'yasucha. Bezna should force everyone to give tzedakah. Why? The dina ain't Bezna shalmata. Mitzvasesa shematan schor b'tzita ain't Bezna shalmata m'sor malea. Bezin is not kaifa. That's if it's ochevus hayochid, they're not kaifa the guy to fulfill kibud aviyeh. But tzedakah has to be fulfilled not only on an individual level, on a private level, it has to be fulfilled on a tzibur dika level. So part of that ochevus hatzibur is that the tzibur has the right to be kaifa the yechidim, to give. It's an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule. So that's what Shura is all about. Shura is Nicham Avelim B'Tzibur. There's Nicham Avelim B'Yochad, there's Nicham Avelim B'Tzibur, there's Tzedakah B'Yochad, there's Tzedakah B'Tzibur. I was always thought maybe it's a general din by all mitzvahs should be Adam HaVeiro, that they have to be fulfilled on a double level, both on as a Chavis HaYochad, as well as a Chavis HaTzibur. So the interesting, the Mishnah has, if someone is participating in the Shura, and it's the last minute to say Kriya Shema, he didn't say Kriya Shema yet. So the Mishnah says that Oisik b'mitzvah, potam an ha-mitzvah. Em yicholim l'hascha v'ligmar, if he can finish Pasuk Rishon. Shema Yisrael Hashem l'kein Hashem echad. If he can finish Pasuk Rishon, actually the Agil l'shura, yaschilu, so then say the first Pasuk in Shema, and you're not yet in Oisik b'mitzvah. However, v'imlav, he's standing there b'shura, and the Abelim are going to come any second now. The Avelim are about to walk up to you, and all you have left are 3 seconds to say Shema Yisrael. It's still going to be after this man, so is my Kriya Shema. So then the Mishnah says, Vimlav, is not enough time. Lo yaschilu. So Rashi says, it starts off, Tosis also agrees with Rashi, it starts off as a din, Oisik b'mitzvah, potam an ha-mitzvah. So this is the question. The Rama quotes from Nigmar that Nicham Avelim is only a mitzvah mid the Rabbana. So you mean to tell me, the mission is telling me that Oisik mitzvah, Patam and Amitzvah even applies, one is involved in a mitzvah derabbanan, Patas him from fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa, to say Kriya Shema, we assume is deraisa. Machlekes had a paskin, the first tesis we discussed it. So Rabbi Kedega quoted the Prichodesh commenting on the first tesis. The fact that tesis allows David Kemar Rabbit, that's based on Sveika derabbanan lakula, how does that apply to Kriya Shema? So you see that Tosis obviously thinks that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa, and there are paskins like the other opinion, and Daf Chaf Aleph, that Kriya Shema is deraisa. So that's the shaila. Kriya Shema is deraisa, and Nicham Avelim is only the Rabbanon. The Rambam paskins that Kriya Shema is deraisa, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avot that Nicham Avelim is only with the Rabbanon. So it comes out from the Mishnah that Oisik b'mitzvah derabbanon is patas you from a mitzvah deraisa. That is a fascinating chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Engel points it out in one of his svarim. Oisik b'mitzvah derabbanan patters you from a mitzvah deraisa. Is it really true? Mean just like avelus yom rishon is deraisa, so nicham avelim is also deraisa on the first day. The two avelus is deraisa on the first day. What about nicham avelim? is also deraisa. There's a problem in the Rambam. In the Rambam in Hilchos Sovel, he says that Nichama Abelim is the Rabbanon, but then he says, but it's included in the mitzvah Gmilas Chasadim. So Gmilas Chasadim is a mitzvah deraisa. So which is it? Is it deraisa? Is it the Rabbanon? There's a steer in the Rambam. Where did the Rambam have Hilchos Sovel? He didn't know where to put it. So he puts it after Hilchos. He has Hilchos Sanhedrin, then he has Hilchos Eidus, okay, right after Hilchos Sanhedrin. And then he doesn't know where to put Hilchos Sovel, so he sticks it over there. Why? So he says, because by Haruge Bezin, at the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, he lists off all the people, Achayv, Skilus, Refa, Herik, Chenik, and that they have to have a separate cemetery. And it's a separate Chiyav Kvura. There's a Chiyav Kvura on all the Mesim. A person dies a natural death. The Rama Paskin, that's a Chiyav Kvura deraisa, but there's a specific Chiyav Kvura on Haruge Bezin. The original Pasuk was only Haruge Bezin. So that's why the Rama didn't know where to put it. So he puts Hilchos Sovel after Hilchos Sanhedrin, because he explains why. Because in Hilchos Sanhedrin he wrote about the Haruge Bezin, and the Iker Din of Kvura is by the Haruge Bezin. So when the Rambam quotes the Dinim from the Gemara about Nichama Avelim, so it's a steer in the Rambam. Where is it? He's in one sentence. He says it's Derabbanan, then he says it's Deraisa at the same time. Where? Perek Yud Dalet. I would have looked there forever. He saved me time. Mitzvah says Shehalti of Rehem. Levaka Cholim. Ulanacham Avelim. What's the next one? Ula. Ulahotzi Ameis. Ulahotzi Ameis. Ulahachnis Kala. Ulalavis Orchim. Ulasasi Bechol Sorche Hakfura. And then he ends off. Afal Pi Shekol Mitzvah Selim Idivrim. Harehim Bechlal. We have to drachu kamocha. So which is it? He says midevei misolim midrabbanan. Then he says we have to drachu kamocha. That's a din deraisa. So tastir minei yobei. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, Boshe Weiss gave a shiur at the Yarche Kala that I attended. So he spoke about this stir in the Rambam. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this. I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik said on the level of deraisa, it's part of the general mitzvah. We have to drachu kamocha. What's midrabbanan is that it's a mitzvah mefuretus of nicham avelim, and there's a separate mitzvah of bikur cholim, and a separate mitzvah of hatzuas hameis. On the level of the rice, it's one general mitzvah. On the level of the rabban, it's a mitzvah protus. My nafkamina that it's a mitzvah protus. I think Rav Soloveitchik said if they collected money for chevra kadisha, in allah to be mishanim, it's daka letzdaka. On the level of the rice, it's all the same thing as well. All be after racha kamoicha. The Rabbanon, they gave a chaloshem mefuretes for nicham aveilim, for bika cholim, for achnas eskala, and so on. But it is certainly a mitzvah deraisa. Yeah, so if you hold that it's a mitzvah deraisa, it says, arap de ganze kasha. The whole thing is not shver. How can it be that one is oisik in nicham aveilim is part of him kriyashma? If kriyashma is deraisa, nicham aveilim is only the Rabbanon. How could it be that Oisik mitzvah derabbanon is potter from a mitzvah deraisa? That's Rabbi Yosef Engel works on that kasha. I don't think he gives that teretz, but that's the kasha that he works on. Truth of the matter is that in Hilchos Chanukah there's a famous kasha that the Shach asks in Yerideya. There's a gemara in the first perek in Beitzah about emavat anisa lechatchila, that if you have a little treif oil, you're not allowed to mix it into the bottle b'shishim. Not only you're not allowed to mix it in, let's say the treifa oil, some kind of treifa oil, tevel, orlo, whatever. So what if the treifa oil fell into kosher oil, but you don't have shishim, you don't have mayo, you don't have masayim, whatever you're supposed to have. So you want to add on more, you know, you would never be mevatel isa lechatchila, but now you're going to lose heter, because the isa fell into heter, and there's not enough heter to be mevatel b'shishim, but the mayo. Of the Masayim says, still, you're not allowed to be Moshe for the Levatlo either. So the Mechaber understood Rabbi Yosef Bikara writes, based on the Gemara in the first perek in Beitzah, that din only applies to an Issa Deraisa. If it's only an Issa Derabanan, and it fell into Heter, and I'm interested in Moshe follow for Levatlo, because otherwise it's going to Asa the Heter. I'm going to have a Hefzit. The Issa is Asa. So that I know, I'm not allowed to be Mevatlo Issa Nechatchil, but the Issa fell into Heter, it's not allowed to be Mevatlo. So if it's only an Issa Derabanan to begin with, then it's Muta Lohoise follow for Levatlo. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. So the Shach, yes, that's in Yeridah, Simet Tzadik Tes. So the Shaches, isn't that in contradiction to what the Mechaber writes in Hilchas Chanukah, that if you have leftover oil, Moshe Shemesh had been there, if I have a bottle of oil, and I pour oil into all the containers, and I have leftover oil in the bottle, that's Hazmon Olam Milsehi, the leftover oil in the bottle is not hooked in the mitzvah, but the oil that I did pour in the cups. So if every wick burned for half an hour, so the leftover oil is mutabar. No, you're allowed, the Mechaber Paskin is allowed to get hano from the oran there after the half hour is up. It's even mutabar no while it's still burning. You don't even have to blow it out. But let's say I know that I lit the candles and one of the candles went out, one of the flames went out within the first half hour. So the Moshe Shemesh Ben Ner was hooked to the mitzvah, so, and it's also bar no, and it went out in the middle of the half hour, so it's also to use it for your own personal purposes. So what are you going to do? Are you supposed to save it till next year? Save it till next year, that's a chashash takola, for sure. You're going to leave it in the kitchen. You write on the label in English and Hebrew and Spanish, all the languages that everyone should, you have a cleaning lady who only speaks Polish, so you have to write it in Polish. Don't touch the bottle, you have to write it in Hebrew and English, so no one should use it. It's not a smart idea. Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Psochim, that there's a nisa midirabana to leave non-kosher food around the house because by mistake someone's going to eat it. Someone's going to use it. If it's osabana, someone's going to use it by mistake. So you should leave it over till next year. It's going to be a chashash mechshom. So what happens, so you should really osala madura bifne atzma v'zarfa. You should make a separate bonfire and burn up all the oil this year. What happens if the voice of Shemesh Abiner fell into Shemesh al Heter? And you don't have shishim levatlo, are you permitted to add on some more kedei levatlo? And the Mechaber says you're not allowed to. He's quoting from the shiltas that you're not allowed to. So the shach and simit tzadik tes and yeruday isn't this a contradiction in the Mechaber? The whole mitzvah padlok and nervous chanuk is only with the rabbanon. So the whole hooked in the mitzvah, sorry, the maximum hooked in the mitzvah, so gibi is only with the rabbanon. And the Mechaber paskin by nisa the rabbanon that fell into heter. You don't have enough to be mevatlo. You don't have shishim. That by Yisurim the Rabban Mutal Hasefalov for Levatlo. So I come over here. He says also the Hasefalov for Levatlo. That's the steer in the Mechaber that the Shach asks. So the Chabas Das is the Sefer by the Nesivus on Yerideya. He wrote the Nesivus on Chash Mishpat. He wrote the Chabas Das on Yerideya. So he's a genius in Yerideya, like he's a genius in Chash Mishpat. So he thinks that when does the Mechaber say it's Mutal Hasefalov for Levatlo if it's all Asabachila? But if you have something that's also Bahanoah, the thing is also Bahanoah, so you're going to be most of all of Levatl to make the Isanoah Mutabahanoah. So then you're getting Hanoah from the Isuri Hanoah. So it doesn't help that it's only also Bahanoah Midirabbanan. And there was a law of Kodesh, and a law of Shu, Salish Tamish Mam is also Bahanoah. You're not allowed to use it for any purposes, not just also Bahil. Also Bahanoah, so to be Mavatl Isuri Hanoah, that itself is a violation of the Isa Hanoah. That's a question. Is that true? If something would only be also b'achila, let's say you have chazim in the rabbanon, you have macholas asul, you have basa b'cholav the rabbanon, so basa b'cholav chicken and milk, so basa b'cholav the rabbanon is muta b'ano also b'achila. So if it fell into heter, it would be muta lo hasifolav v'levatlo, because it's only an isar achila the rabbanon. So he says, since it fell into heter, ein bo kshir bitl. Have something that's also b'hanoah midirabbanan, and it didn't become bottle yet, so you're going to be mevatlet to make it muta b'hanoah. That itself is an act of getting hanoah from Yisri hanoah. To be mevatlet Yisri hanoah is a violation of getting hanoah. Others disagree with the Chavos Da'at. They say, no, once you're mevatlet, it's muta b'hanoah. So you're not getting hanoah from Yisri hanoah. So that's a genius, but it could be it's not correct. So the Chavos Da'at gives that answer. If it's Yisuri HaNoah, that's called getting HaNoah. Not everybody agrees with the answer. So the Shadrach Chuvah's Beis Ephraim has an answer on the Kasha. Rabbi Yosef Engel, who poses the Kasha, quotes this from the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim was a businessman. He lived in Brod. He was not the rabbi in Brod. He was a businessman. He was wealthy. The rabbi was, we said, the rabbi was the one who wrote the Sefer Lev Aryeh on Chulin. Not as famous as the Balabos. The Balabos has Shalos HaTshuvos, and he has Chidushim on Aruch Chaim, and on Shulchan Aruch, many different Svarim. So he has Shalos HaTshuvos, Beis Ephraim, so he gives a teres on the Kasha. He says, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is only a mitzvah midirabban. The Chovis Agabra, to light Neres Chanukah, is only midirabban. But once you lit Neres Chanukah, then it becomes hooked to the mitzvah on the level of derais. That is a chiddush. Once you do the mitzvah, the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah is only midirabban. The Chovis Agabra is only midirabban. But once you do it, then it has a chalushay mitzvah on the level of derais and be hooked to the mitzvah minat Torah. That is a fantastic chiddush. If you say it like that, then maybe that's the teretz to the kasher. The fellow is Oymed Bishura, even if he holds that Nicham Abelim is only the Rabban. Maybe the answer is, like the Rambam said, it's included by Haftar Racha Kamoicha, maybe it's a mitzvah menater. But even if somehow you'll avoid that Rambam, you say that Nicham Abelim, the Rambam is quoting Nicham Abelim is only the Rabbanon, even if you hold Nicham Abelim is only the Rabbanon, means the obligation to do Nicham Abelim is only the Rabban. But once you're doing it, then it's called the Kiyama Mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So just like he says that the hook to the mitzvah by the Shem and Moshe, Shem Shem Bidner, will be hooked to the mitzvah in our Torah, here also, once he's involved, once he's engaged in the mitzvah, he's considered Isaac ben mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So that's why Isaac ben mitzvah, potter ben mitzvah, it can potter him from reciting Kriya Shema. The obligation to do the mitzvah is only with the Rabban. Once he does it, it has a chalusha mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So that's enough to potter him. That could be. Anyway, but that's what it says in the Mishnah. Oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, even applies if he's omdim b'shura. So then the Gemara has a stira. The Mishnah says, only Mishnah meis mutal lefonav. Doesn't say brachas. But we have a brisa. Mishnah meis mutal lefonav has a din of aninus, what we call aninus. Mishnah meis mutal lefonav. Ochel b'bayis acher. When he's hungry, he's allowed to eat, but he shouldn't eat in the same room. Bayis acher means a different room. Shouldn't eat in the same room with the meis. Ein l'bayis acher, if he doesn't, his house only has one room, doesn't have two rooms. Ochel b'bayis chaver, eat in your friend's house. Ein l'bayis chaver, he doesn't have any friends that he can eat in their house. Ose mechitza, let him make a mechitza. Yeah, so Shulchan Aruch has an interesting comment on this. A mechitza, the Gemara has a klal in sukkah. The rest of the yeshiva is learning sukkah, so once every month we got to say a word about sukkah. So the Gemara says in sukkah that the tvanis of the sukkah and the mechitzas for Shabbos purposes only consider mechitzas if it's yichol alamed bifnei ruach metzuya. So that's quoted in Yeridaya. If the mace is in the same room and I want to eat a sandwich, I have to put a mechitza. So what if the mechitza is a thin curtain, a very thin curtain, but it's inside the room. It's inside the room. The wind is not blowing because you have walls and all the windows are closed. But if you wouldn't have the walls, the mechitza is so flimsy, it's a thin curtain, nylon curtain, that the wind would be blowing. It wouldn't be within 3 tefachim to the floor, and the wind would pick it up. A roof mitzuya would pick it up. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, even though you're inside the house, and the mechitza is yichol l'amad, because there is no roof mitzuya, but since it's measured by outside, it's not measured by inside. Since outside, this flimsy mechitza would not be yichol lamed, if nevroch metzuya, it doesn't have the din of a mechitza. Yeah, that's a question. Does that apply when you want to daven? Men and women want to daven in the same room together. So if you have a mechitza, a flimsy mechitza, and if it would be outside, the wind would blow, it's no good. So there's a Rabbi Henkin, who's the grandson of the famous Rabbi Henkin. Rabbi Yosef Elio Henkin was the big poysik in New York before Rabbi Moshe came on the scene. So he has a grandson who put out volumes of what he considers are his Shalos HaTshuvos, that he calls Shalos HaTshuvos B'nei Banim. His yichus says that he's the grandson of Rabbi Henkin. There was a wolf, and he'll quote something from Rabbi Henkin. People are not so convinced that it's authentic. He writes whatever he writes. So he has a chumrah that doesn't correspond to reality. Years ago, all the Orthodox shuls in New York, they had a section for the women. So a lot of shuls had upstairs. The men were downstairs, the women were upstairs. And the shuls, but it was on the same level, they had a thin nylon curtain that separated between the men and the women, and if it would have been outside, if there wouldn't be walls and the wood or the windows would be open, the curtain would be so flimsy it would be flying in the air. So Rabbi Henkin Jr. writes in his Sfarim that this mechitza is not acceptable for the purposes of davening for the men and the women. The pashtus is that doesn't have to correspond to Hilchos Mechitza. In Hachanami, right? It says here in Yeridei, Osa Mechitza, Bo'echel has to be Mechitza, Yichol Lamed Bifnei Ruach Metzuya, that it should be considered a Mechitza. But to make a Mechitza in the Shul between the man and the woman, who says it has to correspond to Hilchos Mechitza? It really has to be Yichol Lamed Bifnei Ruach Metzuya. It says in Hilchos Shabbos that it's only a Melacha Deraisa if it's Shal Kayoma. But if you do a malocha, it's only a roi. So then the maximum it could be is going to be the rabbanon. Ksav shel kayoma. If you write kosev, you have to write ksav shel kayoma. You write with ksav shein shel kayoma, so it's only a nisa de rabbanon. What if it's a roi da roi? It's very a roi. So Moshe extrapolates from the din by kesher. If you make a kesher shel kayama, that's a malacha deraisa. Make a kesher sheni shel kayama, it's a nisa derabbanan. If you make a kesher that's so flimsy, you're going to untie it within, it's only a bone, you're going to untie it within 24 hours, so then it's aroi daroi, so then it's even mutam derabbanan. So Moshe extrapolates from there to all alamates malachas. That if you do it shel kayama, it's deraisa, you do it aroi, it's derabbanan. So aroi daroi, very aroi, there isn't even a nisa derabbanan. So there's a din with derabbanan. Oil aroi. If you do bone is a malacha deraisa. If you do ohel, oil is derabbanan. What's bone and what's oil? Bone is if it's binyan shel kayama, and if it's only binyan aroi, then you call it ohel. Oil aroi is also derabbanan. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what about the mechitza? So if you have a mechitza hamateres, let's say the one have tashm shamit and there's a sefer Torah in the same room, or sfarim in the same room, so you have to put a mechitza in between. So once you put a mechitza, then it's a mechitza hamateres. So that's called ein oisim oil aroi betchila b'shabbos. There's an isa de rabbanon to make an oil aroi on Shabbos. If you already have part of the oil aroi is there, you're doing tosefes oil aroi. That's a machlekes hatanan. We paskin mutter. Tosefes oil aroi is a machlekes ablaze and nechachamim. So we paskin like nechachamim that lehosif al oil aroi is mutter. But to do mechodesh ein oisim oil aroi betchila b'shabbos, you're not allowed to. So the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos, that if it's a mechitza hamateres, if you want to be matzah tashm shamiton, there's a sefer Torah there, so that's called a mechitza hamateres. But in order to daven, men and women to daven, that says in the Shulchan Aruch, the mechitza that they put up, b'shas d'rosh ha'sachachem, is permissible to put up on Shabbos, that's not a mechitza hamateres. That's only the tznius b'yalma. So some people thought that there's a difference, that the Shulchan Aruch only meant b'shas d'rosh ha'sachacham, but b'shas tefila, that's a real mechitza hamateres. Rav Soloveitchik and most others assume that it's not so, that even the mechitza that you put b'shas ha'tefila is also not a mechitza hamateres, only litznius b'yalma. It doesn't have to correspond to all the hilchos mechitza of Kol HaTor Kulo. So the Pashta says Rabbi Henkin Jr. came to make a chumra over here. That was never the practice. The practice always was that they weren't so medakning. Here, when it says Osla Mechitza Le'oichel, has to correspond to Hilchas Mechitza like Shabbos and like Sukkot. But the Mechitza in Shul is only Litznius B'yam, and not only B'shas D'Rosh HaSachacham, even B'shas HaTvila. It doesn't have to be a Mechitza Sheinuchel Alamed B'tnei Ruach Mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah says. If he has nothing to make a Mechitza with, had no bearer, Machzah Panavichel, then at least he should turn his back. So the mace should be on that side of the room, and he eats a sandwich, he should be facing the other direction. Okay. So then it says, Eina Mevarch, he doesn't do any mitzvahs. But you said in the mission, it's only Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov, doesn't say any brachas, doesn't do any mitzvahs. So he said, Oichel Bebayis Acher. Oichel Bebayis Acher. Because Oichel Bebayis Acher, it's not Mesa Muta Lefanov anymore. So what does it say? Eina Mevarch, Eina Mezamin. So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rapapa says, Tirgim Oba, and it says in the Sefer, Einem Mevarach, Einem Mezamin, he's not allowed to do any mitzvah. That's only if it's machzeh pana v'yoichel, if he didn't have the ability to make a mechitza, and he's in the same room with the mace, just so he turns his back to the mace. So that's called misha mace mutalafano, so then he's not allowed to do any mitzvah, not allowed to say any brachas. But if he was able to observe what it said in the reisha of the brisa, namely, that v'yoichel b'bayis acher, he's eating in a different room, and it's not mace mutalafano anymore, so then the Gemara Rapopta says, then he will say a bracha. We don't pass him like that, we pass him like Rav Ashi. The next one, Rav Ashi says no. Kevishim muta lalavakavra, that's called muta lefanav. Muta lefanav is not only if it's mamish mesa muta lefanav literally, muta lalavakavra, then it's called misha mesa muta lefanav. So that's how we pass. So what does it say? That misha muta lalavakavra is not allowed to daven, not allowed to do any mitzvahs, right? According to Rashi, because oisik mitzvah potam ha mitzvah, according to Tosfos is anisa. Then Gemara has not only. The Gemara has Akasha. Meso, en avla mishamra lo, misha meso muta lol of lekavra. It's his relative, died. What if he's mishamra mace, that's not his mace? Mishamra lo, that doesn't pata him from mitzvah, so shamra on a mace, doesn't pata. In the days of the Gemara, why did they have shmir on a mace? So today they have all kinds of Kabbalistic reasons why they think that you need Shmir and Mace, even if the Mace is in a freezer. They think that you have to have Shmir and a Mace. But strictly speaking, Medina de Gemara, once the Mace is in a freezer, there are no Achbarim. So then you don't need Shmir. Shmir al pi nigle, al pi this Gemara, daf yud ches man aleph, Shmir minhu Achbarim, that the mice should nibble into the body, that you're going to be missing part of the body. You won't be able to bury the whole body if the mice nibble into it. But if you're on a boat, and there are no mice on the boat. Sometimes there are, sometimes there are not. So Gemara says, if you know there are no mice on the boat, or the body's in the freezer, the mice couldn't survive in the freezer, they're going to get frozen to death. So then, strictly speaking, you don't need any shmir. There was once a case here in New York. The people contacted the funeral parlor. They said they wanted an Orthodox burial for this relative who died. And they charged him an arm and a leg, they charged him a fortune. And then when they got the itemized bill, they said, you didn't have a shomer. What do you mean? So it's not an Orthodox burial, an Orthodox burial. You have to have a shomer. So Moshe wrote a truva, and he passed in the bezman hazem. Strictly speaking, you don't need a shomer. Shmir is only minhu achbarim. Shmir is that the whole body should be buried. If the mice are going to nibble into the body, so you are mevatel mitzvah kfura on the part that the mice nibbled away on. But if the body is in the freezer, so strictly speaking, that's an Orthodox burial, and you don't need any shmir. They have Kabbalistic reasons why they want to have the body feels lonely if he's all by himself. There's other reasons, but Medina de Gemara, Moshe wrote a tshuva that you don't really need any shmir today. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? Mishamer is a mace, is also pata, even though it's not his mace. If the person is mishamer the mace, he means he's metapel in the kvura. He's going to see to it that the mice don't nibble into the mace. So, fine. So the Gemara said there are two dinim. Either mesa muta lefanov, muta lolov lekavrei, patas from mitzvahs, or if he's meshama the mace, also patas. Freg the Gemara. Mesa meshama en. So he just said there are two dinim. Mesa muta lefanov and meshama someone else's mace. Avam half beis hakvaros lo, but who just happened to be walking in the cemetery. In neither Mesa Mutalafana, everybody's buried already, or the Yirat Meshamer, the bodies are 6 feet under, they're buried already. There are no Achbarim nibbling at the dead bodies. So Freg the Gemara, but you have a brisa that says, Lai Hachalon Besak was Tvilin Barosha, Besef Terab Zerat, etc. Lai Gerosh Chayev Hasem. The Gemara, that's only if it's Toch Dal Aramis. If it's Mesa Mutalafana, or he's Mishama the Mace, even if it's not Toch Dal Aramis, but this is a special din. Mace Tov is Dal Aramis Lekriya Shema. Yeah. The concept that Tfisa Sakever is a concept deraisa, that Toch Dal Aramis is called Tfisa Sakever. Would he have the din of Tfisa Sakever on the level of deraisa? So we mentioned that the Rama put Hilchas Ovel after Hilchas Sanhedrin, he farenfas why. In the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, he explains why he did that. It's out of place there. He didn't know where else to put it. So he says, because this is special mitzvah, Kfuras Harugei Bezin. even though normally there's a din, you're not allowed to bury tzaddik etzel rosh, you're not allowed to bury rosh hachama etzel rosh hakal. If someone's keeping track, and you know that he's violated 100 other, he violated 101 averis, not allowed to bury one next to the other. That's why every shul has their own cemetery plot. Broyes has their own, the Aguda has their own, the Mizrahi have their own, the Rekarta has their own. We assume all the people from that group probably sin to the same extent. So you're not allowed to bury the people from this kehillah next to the people from the other kehillah, because we assume that each group has their own number of averis and mitzvahs, and the whole group probably is sins to the same extent, but not as bad as the other group. So you're not allowed to bury Rosh Hachomer, it's a Rosh Hakal. But all the people from the same group, we assume it's all the same degree of violation. So the din is that by the even though you're not allowed to bury Rosh Hachomer, it's a Rosh Hakal, nonetheless, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the Niskolim and the Nisrofim, there were two Shtei Batei Kvaros HaYusham. That's the Mishnah said, and there was one Beis HaKvaros for the Haruged Bezna, for Niskolim and Nisrofim. There was another one for the Harogim and Achnokim. That's why there's a Machlokes HaTanan, which is Machomer, Skila, Sreifa, and there's a Machlokes HaTanan, which is Machomer, Hereg, Achenek. There's no Machlokes, which is Machomer, Skila, Achenek, Ahereg, because these two, Niskolim and Nisrofim, were in one cemetery, and Harogim and Achnokim were in the other cemetery. So they forgot. They used to know which is Mocham and which, but there was a Machloike Satanah, which is Mocham. So how do you bury Niskolim next to Nisrofim? They're not on the same level of religious observance. One is Mocham than the other. So the Gemara says, Kach, the Gemara asked Akash. The Gemara says, that's Halacha Moshe Messina Gemiri. We have a tradition. You have to have Shtei Batei Kvaros. Bezin had two Batei Kvaros. So in a certain sense, they violated the din in Koivin Tzadik, in Koivin Rosh Hachomer Eitzel Rosh Hakal. But Kach Nehmer Halacha. Then the Gemara says also there was another din that, let's say, a person that was put to death by chenek, so you have to bury the scarf that they used to choke him to death. You have to bury that suda shenechtek by, or let's say the person was put to death by sayif. So the sayif shenerek bo, the sayif that the yad haidim barishan, the haidim are supposed to kill him with the sayif. So that sayif they can't use over and over and over again to kill other harugi bezin. Supposed to bury that sayif with the person who is put to death. And the Gemara says, you don't bury it mamish imo, bury it toch tfisas hameis, toch dalaramas. So the Pashto says that dalaramas is a concept deraisa. That's called tfusas hameis. Sometimes it appears tfusas hameis with a yud, sometimes called tfusas hameis with a vav, but it means the same thing. The alarams around the meis is a din of tfusas hameis on the level of the raisa. So then you have a din with the rabbanon also. This is the very last daf in soita. So soita daf mem gimel. Meis tovus alarams l'kriyashma. But there it's been again to another din. A meis, meis yisol metamli b'magah b'masa uba ohel. All means the three kinds of oil. One kind of oil, I'm mahil here, let's say this is the mace. I put my hand on top of the mace, and the mace is metami boil. Or I'm sitting over here, somebody carries the mace right above my body, so the mace is metahil on me, mahil on me. Then there's another oil, if the mace is over there and I'm over here, and there's one oil, that's called oil hamshacha. The tumah is nimsha from one location to the other, because there's one oil on top of the both of them. So that's... So that's the dinim of ohel. So oil min haTorah is only if you mahil on top of the mace. And with the rabbanon, they made a din. If you tuch dal haramas of the mace, you're already mekabel tumim in the rabbanon, because you may wave your hand and you won't realize that you wave your hand on top of the mace. Without realizing it, you became tummy tumas mace, because you didn't touch the mace. It just went mahil on top of the mace. So how far can you stretch your hand already? So if a person lays out, stretches out the whole body from head to toe, it's going to be dal haramas. But he's probably not going to be stretching out his body so far, dalar amas. But nonetheless, kach tikno chachamim, then the mace is metame toch dalar amas. Yeah. So the Pashto says that this din, that the mace is metame toch dalar amas, that's a din of the Rabbana, called the tikkun Rabbana, kain deraisa tikkun. They were looking for a shir deraisa, so the shir deraisa of toch dalar amas, of la mace, is called tfusas hameis. That's a din deraisa. Where do you have it been atur? That you have to bury the sudish and echnek boy and the saifsh and erag boy. You have to bury that imo bitfusasa, the Gemara says. You have to bury that toch dalaramis of the mace. There is a concept deraisa of toch dalaramis is tfusas ha-mace. That's why the Achronim say you're not allowed to bury a Rasha Eitzel Tzaddik. Let's say there's a Jew who converted to Avodah Zarah, and you want to bury him. You want to bury him. So you're not allowed to bury him within 8 Amos of an observant Jew, because each mace has a Tfusas HaKever of Dalan Amos around him. You're not allowed to have interlocking Tfusas HaKever. So one of the Rabbanim who passed away already came up with a wild chiddush, which I think is not correct. He thought that that din only applies if there's a Jew who became a Meshumad. He converted to Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed to bury the Meshumad next to a religious Jew. You have to be Marchik Ches Amos, because each one is Metami Ba'oihel. See, each one has Dalan Amos around Midi Rabbanim. So you can't have interlocking Tfis HaKev. You have to have Archoke of at least 8 Amos. What if you want to bury a Jew next to a Nochri? So by Nochrim there is no Tumas Ohel. The Rambam Paskins. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Nochrim are Metami Ba'ohel. So the Rambam Paskins, that a Nochri is not Metami, a Nochri is Metami Ba'magav Mas, not Metami Ba'ohel. Not Metami Ba'ohel, so they never, even if you mile on top of the Mace Mamish, not Metami, so then you don't, so they can't make a Chumrim with the Rabbanim, that Toch Daramas is going to be Metami. So this Tamach Chacham who passed away, now he's in the Olam HaEmes. Now he must have found out the truth already. But when he was by Olam HaZeh, the Olam HaSheker, so he wrote a tshuva, which I thought was 100% incorrect, that if you have an Akum in Israel, you only have to have a Harchok of Dalan Amos. You don't need a Harchok of Ches Amos, because there are no interlocking Tfusas HaKever, because the whole Tfusas HaKever, Dalan Amos, Savu Lameis, was instituted in the Rabbanon, as a siog that he shouldn't come to be mahel on top of the mace. I may say akum with the namatame boil, so they never introduced the chumrah that Dal Amos around it is going to be mitame. So that's what he said. May say akum don't have a din of Dal Amos. I thought it was wrong. I thought the din de rabbanon called tikka rabbanon came the rice to tikka, and the din de rabbanon that Dal Amos saviv la mace is mitame. We treat it as if you were mahel. That's based on the din deraisa, that Dalan Amos is Tfusas HaKever on the level of deraisa. You find it's on the level of deraisa that you have to bury the Suda Shenechnek boy and the Saib Shenerek boy, you have to bury the Suda and the Saib Toch Dalan Amos of the mace. Every mace has Dalan Amos around it. You're going to say the whole Dalan Amos concept is only with the Rabbanon, so when are you in violation of the Issa deraisa burying a Tzadik next to a Rosh? Only Mamish, if you have them touching each other, also Muta, only if they're hugging. Interlocking, you have the bodies interlocking. You never have interlocking. You bury one mace next to the other mace. Of course, that's good. That's you're not allowed to do. How far do you have to be marchik? Every mace has dalar amas sovi is tfusas hakever. This din maybe is only the rabbanon. Mace tobes dalar amas lekriyashma chutz dalar amas, and maybe this is a din deraisa. Maybe it's a din de rabbanon. I don't know. But the principle that toch dalar amas is tfusas hamace. The principle is a din deraisa.
The deraisa principle of tfusas hamace has nothing to do with tumah tahara, right?
Okay.
So, if all we're caring about here is tumah tahara, so what's the matter?
But they wanted to make tumas mace, they're afraid you're going to be mahel on the mace. So they said, this, within a certain proximity to the mace, you have to be goyzer that he's already tummy tumas ohel. So they had to give a shear. So what are they going to pick? What came deraisa? So they picked the cane deraisa of tfusas hamace.
Right, for the case of the Jewish mace, the Goyish mace and the Kohen. So all we're caring about is tumah tahara. So the fact that there's deraisa concept of tfusas hamace shouldn't affect that, should it?
Yeah, why not? Each mace has dalar amas sovi for tfusas hakever.
Not for tumah tahara. All we care about is tumah tahara.
Why do you only care for tumah tahara? No, you ain't kovin tzadik eitzel rosho. That's a real din deraisa. Yeah, the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim.
No, by the tshuva
that
he said he's drunk.
Yeah.
So by that we should...
He said the din only applies if they're both Jewish and one became a meshumah, then you have to have archoka of 8 amas. Can't even have interlocking tfus hakever. But if one of them is mamash and nochri, so by nochri there's no din of dalar amas, so it's enough if you have archoka of 4 amas. So it's a pella. He's right, the whole din of dalar amas for tumas meis is only the rabbanon. And on the level of the Raisa, there's no din of Dalan Amos at all. So when are you in violation of the din of the Raisa, then Kervin Tzadik Eitzel Rosha? Only if the two are mamish interlocking arms. You never bury mason with interlocking arms. Bury one next to the other. So one next to the other is Mutam and Atoira. No. It's also an Atoira. You have to have some Harchoke. So the Harchoke is Tfusas HaKever is Dalan Amos of Lames. When they made the din Tumah, because they're afraid maybe he'll be mahal on the mace without realizing. So they had a chap on a shear. They had to give some shear. So they picked on the shear that exists on the level of the rice of Dalaramas. But true, the din of Toch Dalaramas to the mace is metame midirabbanon. It's not minatora. But the shear of Dalaramas was picked on because that shear exists on the level of the rice. That's tvusas hamace. Pashta says he does. Everyone is buried has a tvusas hamace.
Is there any other case where we
can be buried tvusas hamace? If he's one of the haruge bezin, and you have to bury the bnei noach, only get saif. So if we put him to death because it was good to ma'isim tovim, he violated one of the seven mitzvahs bnei noach. So we'll have to bury the Suda Shenech, the Saiv Shenerek bow, Toch Dalaramas of the mace. He'll have a Tvusa Sakevi, yeah? If you give him Saiv, we'll have to bury the Saiv, Toch Dalaramas. I think it's an extension of the pasuk in Chayisara that Avraham Avinu said he can't bury Jewish people next to non-Jewish people.
So the Gemara, when we're looking for the source, doesn't quote the pasuk in Chumash.
The pasuk in Chumash only goes on Nochrim and Yisraelim. The pasuk in Navi goes further, but it's an extension of that original din that does appear in the Chumash.
We really learned the raises from Avraham before that word repeated after.
What the old din not to bury Nochrim and Jews in the same time is only the Rabbanon? I don't think so.
Can we say Kamiri?
What one? But what was the whole problem in the first place? But what do you need? No, but if you say, what do you need a halacha l'mashe m'sina for if the whole thing is only made the Rabbanon? Okay. I think it is. Okay, we'll have to look in the swar. Whether it's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. Oh, okay. Yeah. And what's the shaila by the sfina? Here, the wide lines on Yud Ches and Aleph. That's the shaila. What's that on a sfina? Are you concerned about the possibility that do you need shmira on a sfina or not? Maybe on a sfina it's not shchiach that there should be achbarim, so you don't have to be concerned. Yeah. What else? The Gemara have another din of loig l'rosh cheref aysehu. So the Gemara says they were walking Rabchia Rabbi Yonison about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yemen. Have a kushak levi hazla beis hakforis. They were walking in the cemetery, and the tzitzis trail, that doesn't necessarily mean the trailers, means the tzitzis of Rabbi Yonison were dragging on the ground. So Rabchia tells him, Dalia, pick up the tzitzis kadesh alayomru. The mesim shouldn't feel bad kadesh alamacha boim asen rachem becharfem my son. Now the mevaza us. So that's what the Gemara says, Loig l'rosh cheref aseihu. Not allowed to be mevaza the mace. Not allowed to be mevaza the mace by wearing tzitzis, by wearing tefillin, by talking and learning. Toch dalaram is of the mace. Yeah. We do it all the time. There's a Mishnah in Kilayim that the Gemara quotes in the end of Nida. The Mishnah in Kilayim says that when you bury a mace, you're permitted to put a beged shel shatnas on top of the mace. Why? Because the mace is mechavshim, the mace is ma'apotam mikol ha-mitzvahs. So why is it, here the mace is ma'apotam mikol ha-mitzvahs, is loig l'rosh cheref aseihu. How come over there we're concerned, how come by shatnas we're not concerned about loig l'rosh, how come we're only concerned about tzitzis? That's a kasha that the Rishonim ask. So the Maharal Prague has his answer. Maharal Prague has a commentary on Rashi al Atayro. he raises the question that the Ramban talks about. If the Mishnah says in the end of Kedushin came Avram Avinu kol ha'tarkuah la'tshulay nitna, so he assumes that not only Avram is Tamei Yitzchak, Yankev also did, so how come Yankev married two sisters? That's the kasha that he works on. So the Ramban has a famous answer. Ramban says that the Ovis only volunteered to observe the mitzvahs, Kodem Matan Torah and Eretz Yisrael. The Chutz Lortz, it doesn't make sense that you should volunteer. Once the Torah was given, so the Baruch Shalom said all these mitzvahs that are not agricultural mitzvahs are binding all over in the world. But before the Torah was given, it only made sense to be observant of the, as an enim, Tzuvah V'yosah, in Eretz Yisrael. So when, as soon as he came back, as soon as Yaakov Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, so Rachel died, that he shouldn't be in violation of marrying, being married with two sisters. That's how the Rabban answers. The Maharal Miprag gives a different answer, and he says, maybe it only makes sense to volunteer mitzvah sese. It doesn't make sense to volunteer mitzvah sloy sese. After Matan Torah, that's Taka the Din. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. But according to Matan Torah, you're volunteering. So it only makes sense to volunteer as an Enem Mitzvah V'yaisa. It makes sense to volunteer a mitzvah sase. But to volunteer not to violate an Avera, if you're not Muslim on the Avera, so what are you volunteering? So it doesn't make any sense. So he suggests maybe this is the teretz on this kasha as well. How come by the mason we're not worried about shatnas and we are worried about tzitzis? So he says, Anachanam, the mason machavshim. The Gemara in the end of Nida quotes the pasuk, mason machavshim heim, the potem mikol ha-mitzvahs. But still, with respect to tzitzis, that's a mitzvah, I say, so they're going to feel bad that the chayim are wearing the tzitzis and they're not able to observe it. But as far as shatnas is concerned, if they're potter, they're potter. So the shatnas is not a mitzvah, I say, it's a mitzvah, lo sase. So it doesn't make sense to volunteer as an enem mitzvah v'yaisa on a lo sase. That's the Maharal Miprag answers like that. The Tosfos HaRosh and Ardaf quotes this kasha. How come by shatnas you're not concerned? We cover the mace with the beged shal shatnas. And how come by tzitzis you're concerned? Here by tzitzis loig l'rosh, and by shatnas there's no problem. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam had two different answers on the kashas. I think he quotes the Rashbam gave an answer that by shatnas, the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, around Daf Hei or so, that shatnas is only a violation if you have levisha sheyesh bo hanoah. If you have levisha sheyesh bo hanoah, let's say a person is wearing a fur coat and he's fully, he's warm, and then you're going to put a beged of shatnas on top of the fur coat. It doesn't affect him kihuza. It doesn't make him warmer, it doesn't make him cooler. Absolutely has no effect. Now, he's so warm from the fur coat, it doesn't add anything. So the Rashbam, I think, gives a teretz that that's called levisha she'ein bo hanoah. So therefore, there's no, even if he would have been alive, if you bury a mace with shatnas, so whatever shatnas you put on him is levisha she'ein bo hanoah. Even if he would have been alive, there wouldn't have been a violation of shatnas if he wear levisha she'ein bo hanoah. So that's why there's no loig derosh. So the Rabbeinu Tam argues about tzitzis should be the same thing. Tzitzis also, you should only be mechayev in tzitzis if it's levisha she'esh bo hanoah. Why did the Rashbam distinguish between tzitzis and shatnas? The Gemara happens to say at the beginning of Yevamos Daf Hei, Gemara happens to say b'negiah to shatnas. One is only a violation of shatnas. It was levisha she'esh bo hanoah. The Gemara Grada doesn't say. The Gemara talks about ha'aloah, the two prohibitions, the two psukim and shatnas. One pasuk says beged kalayim shatnas la ya'ale olecha. Halah means if I use a blanket, I'm not even wearing it as a garment. And then lo silba shatnas amra fishtim yachtav. So there's an isa levisha, there's an isa halah. So the Gemara happens to be talking there. Let's say you go to the barber shop, and the barber puts a sheet on top of you that the hair shouldn't get on your clothing. And the sheet that he puts on is shatnas. So that's considered halah. So if it's halah, she'en bo hanoah, if you're warm enough without it, it doesn't bring any added warmth, so then you're not in violation of halah. What about levisha? So the Rambam's opinion happens to be that levisha is also even if it's ein bo hanoah. Most of the Rishonim disagrees, and the Rabbah quotes it's a machlokes. Are you allowed to try on a suit if you know that the suit has shatnas? You know, invents the suit has shatnas. So if it's your size, if you're going to buy it, then you're going to give it to the shatnas, but he's going to remove the shatnas and replace it with something else. So when you try it on, that's called levisha she'en bo hanoah. Levisha she'esh bo hanoah means I'm going to wear it. I'm wearing the clothing. But if I wear it just to see if it fits, that's called levisha she'en bo hanoah. So the Chabad quotes in Yeridei Hilchus Shatnas, third Chelik Yeridei, That's a machlokes. The Rambam and everybody else, according to the Rambam, Levisha Shatan Sheim Bo Hanoah is an Issa Deraisa. According to most of the Rishonim, not only is a mutter by Ha'aloh Sheim Bo Hanoah, if it's Levisha Sheim Hanoah, is also mutter. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he says, if you don't know in advance, the Hashatan Sanat, so it's a svek svek. Everything by him is a svek svek. It's a svek svek. Maybe it does not have any Shatan. Even if it does, maybe the din is not like the Rambam, that Levisha Sheim Bo Hanoah is mutter. But if you know Bevadai that it has Shatnas, then that's a suffix. There is a luchumer. According to the Rama, you're not allowed to do levisho. Not allowed to do levisho, even if it's ein bo hanoah.
Hanoah only means keeping warm or cold. It doesn't mean keeping the hair off the clothing. That's
not considered hanoah. I'm not sure. I think it means it warms up the body. I think so. Or the person is dressed, or the person wants to be dressed, he wants to look normal. But if he's just trying it on for size, that's called Levisha Sheim Bo Hanoah. That's called Levisha Sheim Bo Hanoah. There used to be a big Talmid Chacham who learned in Telze Yeshiva, Rab Motel Pogromansky. They printed a whole book about him. So Rabbi Gifter has quoted every other page in the book. He got more from this Rab Motel Pogromansky than everybody else. He used to learn with him Halacha and Kabbalah and everything. He survived the war, and then after the war, he was a Marbitz Torah Barabim in France. He got married after the war, he had no children, and he died already. A long time ago, he died. So this Rabbi Gifter said, everybody knew Rabbi Motel Pogromansky used to wear a hat that was way too big, it hung over his ears. So he said the reason why was that he was machmal for the Rambam. He thought that the hat that they sold had a tag on it, and he thought that the tag with the hat made it into shatnas. And you're not allowed to try on the hat because of the Rambam. You're not allowed to do Levisha of Shatnas, even though Ein Bo Hanoah. Just if you know Bevada that it has Shatnas, you're not allowed to wear it even just to try it on. So he would always, when they were selling hats, he would always pick a hat and hold it up near his head. He wouldn't put it on, and he would guess incorrectly. Obviously, he would guess what size he probably needs. He wouldn't rip off the tag until after he paid for the hat. And he always picked the hat that was a little too big. So the hat was always hanging on his ears. Because he was machmer for the Rambam Shita. Because the Mechaber quotes the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rishonim, where the Levisha Sheim Bo Hanoah. I don't know if they have that story in the book, but that was one of the stories. If you get, he used to give Rabbi Gifter, he would talk for hours about Rabbi Motel Pogromansky. I don't know. If you don't bevada that it has shatnas,
you're not sure.
If you're not sure, so Chacham Avadya said, "A sex sake." Okay. If you know for sure that it has shatnas, then the Mechaber quotes the Machlokes. The Rambam is machmer. Everybody else holds lahakel. All the other Rishonim hold lahakel that not only by ha'aloh, by levisha as well. So that's a Machlokes. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam over here. I think the Rashbam answers. How can you put on shatnas on the maize? What happened to loig l'rosh? How come by tzitzis you're concerned about loig l'rosh and by shatnas not? So the Marami Prak said the answer to the kasha is there's a mitzvah sese, there's a mitzvah sloy sese. The maize ma potter. But so potter, but they feel bad that you're doing the mitzvah, they're not able to do the mitzvah. But if they're potter from a loy sese, there's nothing to worry about. There's no enim tzuvah v'yosah. It doesn't make sense to volunteer by Eloi Sess. If you put them, you put them. And the Rashbam gave a different answer. The Rashbam said that it's a levisha sheim bo ha'anoah. So even by living person, it's not a problem. Masheni came by tzitzis. He understood. He assumed that by tzitzis, he mechui even tzitzis. Even it's a levisha sheim bo ha'anoah. So the Rabbi Natam disagreed. He said, why? How did the Chazal know that you have to have, by shatnas, that you have to have levisha sheish bo ha'anoah? Asvara, that's the definition of levisha, so the same should apply to tzitzis as well. Rabbi Tam held that that's not the reason why. That's a fundamental machlokes on the level of the raisa. If I mechuyev in tzitzis, if a guy's going to wear a fur coat, and then on top of the fur coat he's going to put a talus, has absolutely no effect whatsoever. He's wearing 5 sweaters with a fur coat, and then on top of it he puts a thin arba kamfis. Doesn't make sense. He puts a thin talus. It doesn't add any warmth. He doesn't even feel that he's wearing the talus at all. Has absolutely no effect on his body at all. So according to the Rashbam, it's chayv and tzitzis, even though it's levisha sheim bo hanoah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not so. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that just like you need the Levisha Shesh Bahanoa by Shatna, so too you need Levisha Shesh Bahanoa by Tzitzis as well. Yeah. The meaning of Zman HaGemara was, the Gemara has in Tosis, the famous Tosis Yutches Amar Aleph, L'mocha boi matzlein v'achshem mecharfa maisonu. So Tosis quotes the Gemara in Menoches Mem Aleph. The Gemara has a machlokes where the obligation to put tzitzis in a four-corner garment is a chayvas talis, chayvas mone, mem nun aleph, kli, chayvas akli. I have a talis in the drawer, klei kufsa. I have a beged, klei kufsa means I have a beged in the drawer that has four corners, but I'm not ready to wear it yet. I bought a talis and I'm going to put on a talis after I get married, after my bar mitzvah. So is there a din that when you own a four-cornered garment, you mechuyev to put on tzitzis? Or the din only apply klei kufsa, chayov and tzitzis? Or you say, no, it's only a chayovas gavra. If and when you wear it, then you have to have tzitzis. If you're not wearing it, you don't have to. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. So we paskin lemaskana, the Gemara said, we paskin that it's a chayovas gavra. You only mechuyev to put on tzitzis when you wear it, and kozman, you bought it and it's sitting in the drawer, you didn't wear it yet, so you're not mechuyev to put on the tzitzis. But then the Gemara says, but even if you hold that klei kufsa chayovim betzitzis, which we don't accept, even if one would hold la locha klei kufsa chayovim betzitzis, that's only if you plan to wear it during your lifetime. What if I bought an arba kampis and I plan to wear it after I die? This is going to be the tachrichim, a four-corner garment. So then the Gemara says, you're not chayovim, because it says, what if you have a four-cornered piece of cloth that you use as a tablecloth? That's not chayv in tzitzis. Four-cornered, but it's not miyuchad to be worn by a person. This opinion in the Gemara that we don't accept, that klei kufsa chayavim betzitzis, that mandama held so, because it's hashet techasabah, it's oimed lechasas, but we pass an hashet techasabah only when you actually wear it. When you're not wearing it, it doesn't have a shame beged. It's mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah, has a shame beged benegeta to kabbalas tumah, but the machlek is in the Gemara. Does it have a shame beged benegeta to the chiv tzitzis? So one opinion was yes, if it's oimed lelevisha mechayim, everybody has a shame beged. Hashet techasab al shame ha'asid. So the Gemara says if you buy tachrichim, four cornered tachrichim, and you plan never to wear it during your lifetime, you plan only to use it as tachrichim after you die. That's like buying a tablecloth. That no one says that a tablecloth is chayv and tzitzis, only hashet techasabo. So the Gemara says, so we paskin klei kufsa not chayav mitzitzis. But even according to the opinion that you are chayav mitzitzis, but if you bought it as tachrichim and you're never going to wear it while you're alive, then you're not chayv and tzitzis, it's not even oimed lechasas b'hashet techasma, not even oimed. B'hayi shaito, that's the line that Tosis quotes in the first line of Tosis. But the quote, b'menochis b'malv manah, hayi shaito means when they bury him, the whole time the guy bought the tachrichim when he reached the age of 50. It says a person, if he reaches the age of 50, he should consider the possibility of death. That's what the Achronim gave a remez. When a person reaches the age of 50, they should consider toshuvu ishalach uzasa, they should consider the eventuality that they're going to die and return to their maker. So you should make a tzavua at the age of 50. Once there was a girl who was saying that she was married to the son of a big Talmid Chacham, and when the Talmid Chacham reached his 50th birthday, so he told the children that he wrote a tzavua and he's all prepared, and he bought a kever, he's all prepared. So she thought he was so morose. Was he talking about buying a kever and he's all prepared, he made a tzavua? So I said, that's what it says in the poskim. It says in the Sefer, this is Sefer Chaim Avrochel and Mishmer Shon Hazol of Hilchus Havelus alphabetically arranged. So many years later, when that Talmid Chacham died, they told me that he wrote in his Tavuah that when the children have any Shalas and Hilchus Havelus, they should follow what it says in the Sefer Chaim Avrochel and Mishmer Shon. So that's what he followed what it said in the Sefer. Each the age of 50, you have to Bishnas Hayav Elazos Toshuvu Yishalach Uzasa. The Pasuk Pshat in Pasuk doesn't mean that. It means when it comes Shnas Hayav, and I bought a field in Eretz Yisrael from somebody else, but Zman Shayavol Nugs, I have to give the field back to the original owner. Toshuvu Yishalach Hazos. But Al Derech HaDrash, it means an additional level of interpretation. When a person reaches the age of 50, not when Shtas HaYovel comes, person reaches the age of 50, he should consider the possibility that he may die. So here, so the Gemara says, this Amora bought Tachrichim for himself. This person bought Tachrichim to wear after he dies. So the Gemara says, even if you hold Kalei Kupsa Chayam Mitzitzis, but this is not Asher Techasa, but this is not Oymed Lelevisha Mechaim. But after he dies and you put on the talis on the mace, Aishaita, Vader Aminale, then you do put on tzitzis. Why? Because otherwise, Noig Larosh, Cheir if I say, you're putting on a four-corner garment without any tzitzis. That'll be a violation of Noig Larosh, Cheir if I say. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. That the minig today is, for many centuries, the minig is, that you don't put tzitzis in a beggar shel mason, but you passel a tzitzis. You cut one of the strings. How can you passel a tzitzis? It's against the Bavli. The Gemara says, Menachas, Ahi Shaita, when you bury him, Vade Raminale, you put in tzitzis in the beggar. There shouldn't be a violation of Loig Larosh, Cheir if I say you. So how can we don't put in tzitzis? The Tosis says, V'yeshlama, the last five lines in Tosis, the line begins with the word Yeshlama. On some time, Masechus Mochus Perikid Beishet Tziba Abishol. The Bar Abishol was a Tana. He left instructions that when he dies, and they bury him, Hatila Tzitzis Me Anpil Yoni. Take out the tzitzis from a beggar. You're not allowed to bury a mace with tzitzis. Why do you all of a sudden follow the Masechus Mochus? Why don't we follow the Talmud Bavli? Rafal Bisha Gemar Cholikolov. So why do we follow the outside medrash of this Masechus Mochus? The Tosis sends off. Yesh Dvarim Shanu. Sometimes we follow, it's not the Apocrypha, so Aruch HaSadeh means some outside sources of Midrashim. So to give you a few examples, Kemo Shabbos Chazon, we follow the Psikta. According to the Gemara, the end of Megillah, you don't read Chazon Yeshayahu and the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, but the Psikta says like that, so we follow the meaning of the Psikta. And so too, by Chal, the Gemara Megillah says that on the Tainus, Elaine brachas the klolus, the toicheche, and our minig is that we follow Masechus Sofrim, that Elaine baichal. So here too, the minig is that we follow Abishol, who is quoted in Masechus Mochus, Hatiru trelus me'an pil yoni, they should take the tzitzis out when they bury him with the talus. Why? Why should they take the tzitzis out? So there's a melchames in the end of my cotton, where the Balamor and the Ramban talk about this, and the Muhammad says this was a machloikas hatanoim, where the tzitzis is considered tashmisha kedusha, tashmisha mitzvah. Interesting. The Gemara Megillah has a brisa that all religious articles are divided when you go to a Judaic store. So you can buy a shofar, you can buy a siddur, you can buy a talis, tefillin. So some are called tashmisha kedusha, some are called tashmisha mitzvah. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, if a Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah are considered tashmisha kedusha. So even if so much of the writing gets rubbed out that it's not even shach to fix it and to correct it, you have to put it in the shemus. You're not allowed to throw it in the garbage because it once had real kedusha, tashmish kedusha, nignozim. But if you have an old shofar, an old talis, an old lulav, a sukkah that you want to throw out in the garbage, so after this man mitzvah is up, tashmish mitzvah nizrokim, you throw it out in the garbage. It's not nignozim. So the Gemara says there's two categories of Tashmisha Mitzvah, Tashmisha Kedusha. How did the Chachamim, how did the Tanaim know to divide which religious articles belong to the category of Tashmisha Mitzvah or Tashmisha Kedusha? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, the Sefer on Hashkofa, that whatever has Psukim of Dibrei Torah has a status of Tashmisha Kedusha, to the extent that you have Psukim written, to the extent you have Dibrei Torah written, to that extent it has Kedusha. So the Sefer Torah has more parshas than the Tefillin, which in turn have more parshas than the Mezuzah. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh has two letters more, has two shins on the outside. So Tefillin Shel Rosh has a slightly higher level of Kedusha than Tefillin Shel Yad, because Tefillin Shel Yad has just Kadesh HaYikaviyach Shema V'Yom Shemaya. Tefillin Shel Rosh has another two shins on the outside. So to the extent that you have the Dibrei Torah written, to that extent, it has Kedusha. The Rambam is Mashma very strongly in the end of Hilchas Sefer Torah, that if one were to find the author's copy of the Luchas, the original copy of the Luchas, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amichta Michta Velikimu, Choras Ala Luchas, engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Eretz HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so it's going to be priceless. It's going to be worth millions of dollars, billions of dollars, the author's original copy. But the Sefer Torah that was written in Chutz La'aretz and Shnas Tav Shein Ayin Ches has more Kedusha than the Aseres HaDibros. Why? Because it has Aseres HaDibros plus more. To the extent that you have Divrei Torah written, to that extent you have Kedusha. True, the author's copy, the original copy of the Luchas, is priceless, but as far as Luchas Kedusha is concerned, it has only Aseres HaDibros, and the Sefer Torah has Aseres HaDibros plus much more, many more Parshas. So according to the Gemara Megillah, Tzitzis says Tashmish HaMitzvah. It's not Tashmish HaKedusha. After the Zman HaMitzvah is up, it does not Kedusha. But the Melchames, the Ramban Melchames and Moed Katan, the other Moed Katan interprets that this was the Nekudas HaMachloikes in Maseches Mochas and Per Gidbeis between Abba Shol and the other Chachamim. Abba Shol was of the opinion, he was a Tana, Abba Shol was of the opinion that Tzitzis is Tashmish HaKedusha. So therefore, just like you don't bury a mace with tefillin, so too you don't bury a mace with tzitzis, because tzitzis is also tashmish kedusha. We shouldn't paskin like that. We shouldn't paskin like the Gemara Megillah that tzitzis is tashmish mitzvah. It's not tashmish kedusha. Tashmish mitzvah bizman mitzvasan has kedusha after the zman mitzvah is up, so the kedusha vanishes into thin air. That's a strange interpretation. What is the definition of tashmish kedusha and what's tashmish mitzvah? We always assume like our prime alojana, whatever has Divrei Torah written, that's Tashmish HaKedusha. Tzitzis doesn't have Divrei Torah, doesn't have any psukim written. Why should there be an opinion in Tanoim? Why should Abba Shol hold that Tzitzis should be Tashmish HaKedusha? Very difficult. The Ramban's interpretation is very difficult. Anyway, this is a famous Tesis. The Tesis says that we don't always follow the Talmud Bible. We have certain minhagim where we follow outside sources, other midrashim. That Tosfos calls them the Svarim HaChitzoniyim. They don't mean the Svarim HaChitzoniyim, the Apocrypha. They mean other midrashim, other than the Gemara. Yeah, then the Gemara tells a whole discussion. Do the Mason know what's going on in this world or not? So the Gemara says basically they don't know. The Gemara just comes to the conclusion they know if their body is rotting away, that they feel. What's negated to their body, that they'll know. But negated to other people, the Mason don't know what's going on in this world. So the Gemara has a kasha from a whole story that there was a man who gave a lot of money away in his on Erev Rosh Hashanah. His wife was very upset, so she threw him out of the house. So he had to sleep in the cemetery. So he heard two ruchas talking to each other, and one of the ruchas heard what's going to be in the future. There's going to be a good time to plant and a bad time to plant. So everybody planted at the wrong time, and he knew from the ruchas in the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah when the good time to plant is. They made a lot of money that year. Then the next day he went back to the cemetery. Doesn't say his wife threw him out of the house the second year, but he found out the insider information when it's good to plant. So he went back to the cemetery the next year, and he found out next year, fakir, you should plant the earliest opportunity, not the later opportunity. So everybody, based on last year's record, everybody planted the later time, and he planted the early time, and everything grew by him. He again struck it rich. And then the third year he came, to the cemetery, and then he heard the ruchas talking to each other. They say they're not going to let us go find out because the living people already heard we leaked this, somehow someone leaked out the secret that we know when is a good time to plant, and Menashe Maim, they're not happy about that. So the Gemara says, how do they know? So obviously, you can't say, they only know what's negated to their body. Now here they know, when is it a good time to plant, when not. So the Gemara says, no, that maybe you heard it from others. They on their own, the Gemara time, they on their own, they really don't know. Yeah, that's what we assume. Hamez meinu yodim yuma. Very good. Okay, but in that, tomorrow we'll try to continue a little bit. Good. Again, tomorrow I have to learn at 9 o'clock because I have to leave at 10:30. Very good.
Maybe some of us were wondering why Rebbe is comfortable making a zimun if we're eating cheese.
That's a scene.
If Rebbe, thinks that cheese might be a problem.
You know, I wouldn't eat the cheese.
Right.
Oh. Okay. We'll have someone on the bench.
Rebbe, how do you fit the Rabban Shita about Yaakov marrying two sisters with Yimlova and Karti, Tardik, with Sasha Marti? Didn't keep it outside of
that I never heard him say before.
No.